In the equipment rental industry, vendors play a huge role in the success of your rental company.
Through our partnership with our vendors, we save $250 through every throne chair that we purchase. We now have over 40 throne chairs in our inventory.
We've saved over $10,000 from purchasing throne chairs alone. Stay tuned as we dive into how to build lasting relationships with our vendor and how you can save money as well.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's me, your boy, Eddie Salceda, and
Xavier Kelly.
We're going to be diving into the importance of vendor relationships.
So, I'm not really a relationship guy, you know what I mean? But Eddie does most of the vendor relationships on our side. So he's going to be sit from where we buy our tents from, our throne chairs, some weird chemical place that we go to find chemicals that are knockoffs of other chemicals but are made the exact same, but they're like 1/8 of the cost. He does all that. But you know one thing I do? I do the ultimate checklist. Dun, 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 dun. So make sure you check out ultimate checklist. Go ahead and request your copy. It is free 99.
Free?
Free.
Anybody can afford it then.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter where you're from or where you're at. There's no excuses. Go ahead and get it. Get it started with it. Get everything checked out. It is full with so much information. Too much information. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know what I said from the very beginning? The more information put in here, the more Eddie feels uncomfortable. So I know we're giving out some good information. Yep. So make sure you check that out. Check out the links down in the descriptions, like Next Insurance, Rently as well. And we'll touch on those later. So, Eddie.
All right.
Why is it important to have good vendors?
Why is it important?
Yeah, you tell me this all the time.
Oh.
Like why do you wine and dine them?
Wine and dine them because they're going to give you the VIP treatment. And what I mean by that, a lot of our vendors, I've built personal relationships with them.
How personal?
Rapport. Not too personal, but you know what I mean? When I come in there or when I contact them, it's not like I'm just a regular customer. It's like... kind of like family, per se. Or you know that employee you work with.
Or that cousin.
Yeah, exactly. A cousin or anything like that.
Primo.
That's the feeling that I get with them, and they get the same with me. So we're really close. They'll ask me for stuff sometimes, and I'll ask for stuff. And they'll break their back, and they'll bend over backwards for me. That's what I like the most.
Okay, yeah. I remember one time you brought coffee to them, but you didn't give it to Pitbull.
Yeah, that was a funny one. So if you wanted the insight on that one, so there's like three ladies at the place that we get our throne chairs, and the main one, which is Ruby, we're really cool with her. She's like, she'll say random stuff like, "We're hungry." I'm like, "Oh, you are? Okay, I got you. No problem. I'll bring Starbucks or whatever." So one time they were like, "Hey, can you get us some drinks?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. No problem." And there's this one lady that, she's like,
mean.
She's mean. And I give her a nickname. I gave her Pitbulls or her nickname. Now, she didn't like being called Pitbull. And
she doesn't look like a Pitbull.
She doesn't look like a Pitbull. She's just mean.
She's mean.
And when she bites me, you. she's like,
yeah.
Because she was giving me a hard time when it was like COVID and we had to wear masks. And I was like, man, this stuff's dumb. And they're like, oh, we got to wear the mask because this and that. And I'm like, fine, Pitbull. I'm going to put this mask on for you. So anyways, she did something that day, and I was like, you know what, Pitbull doesn't deserve the drink, so I'm going to get her a water instead. That's more healthier for her. So I came back and got everybody else the Starbucks and her the water, and then she's like, Ruby's like, hey, she said her real name. I was like, who's that? Oh, you mean Pitbull. I was like, oh, Pitbull's not a mat. I was like, well, Pitbull probably needs water anyway, so don't worry, I'll get her next time.
Cool off.
Yeah, she needs to cool off. But stuff like that, you know, we're real personable. If I ask something like, we'll say, hey, is this an inventory? And they will literally, you know, sometimes don't tell nobody, but they'll cancel other people's orders and give me their stuff and say, hey, something happened to it. Just because of the good relationship that I have with them. And that goes along with other people as well in the industry. You know, certain people like with their tents or whatnot, we'll message them over. We get a dilemma and we'll tell them the situation and they'll literally build bridges in order for us to cross over and for success. So it's really, very, very important to get these relationships.
Yeah, very important. Very like how much would you say from a success standpoint, is us having good vendors have been the difference?
Very.
How much have we contributed to?
A lot.
How much is a lot? Put a dollar number.
I mean, there are certain key events we wouldn't have been able to do if we didn't have a relationship that we had. Like I've been over to Miami multiple times, and I built.
Who's out in Miami?
My boy Bob.
Bob.
Big Tents.
Yeah.
But like even him, like
Giant Tents.
Yeah. Oh, Giant Tents. Well, you know, I mean, big. They're giant. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
Giant Tents.
So if you ever, if Bob or anybody sees this, shout out to you guys.
Bob's not watching this.
Yeah, I know.
Not listening to the watching.
I know Bob's personal. He's not gonna watch. Yeah.
Bob right now is sitting somewhere with a cold one.
Yeah, he sure is. He's laid back.
He's laid back.
He's something else. Great guy.
Great guy.
But
makes stuff happen.
Well, yeah, it's very important. Relationships, like I said, there's circumstances like we needed a tent like the next day, and they've made things happen. And, you know, they'll meet us halfway or whatever we need. And they're in Miami. They have zero obligations to do these things. No company does. But and that's why, like, if you build rapport, you talk to them like their family and, you know, throw them a bone every once in a while, then they're going to take care of you the same. But one of my rules is if I take care of you, if you don't take care of me, then I'm cutting you off, baby. But for the most part, people take care of you.
Okay. So how do you identify which vendors that you should actually take on and actually invest time into?
Well, I think we've bought for multiple vendors, and some are like, I think just the willingness of them to work with you in your situation, because everybody has, you know, whether it be a budget or, you know, I need it faster than usual. There's all these different things, but if some people are just like cut and paste and like, yeah, we're not doing nothing for you, and then I try to steer away from them. Or if I talk to them on the phone and they're just not like I feel the energy and my kind of people, what I would say.
Your type of people? What do you mean by your type of people?
You know, like, you know, just flowing with energy. Whenever it comes with, when it, like, this is the thing I'm excited about. I like this kind of stuff. So y'all are like, oh, the guy over there, he doesn't say anything. This is for y'all. So this kind of stuff, yeah, this is all me.
Which guy?
Well, I don't know the guy, but you told me somebody was said something, so. Oh, don't worry. I'll give you some input on this one right here. But anyhow, yeah. So if I'm not feeling that same kind of like energy and they're just not excited to do business with me, or they don't make me feel like I'm actually wanted, like, you know, like as a customer or individual, then I try to steer away from those kind of companies.
Yeah. I know we've finally done business with O. Henry Tents. We've called them a lot. We've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we ended up finding a space for them and ourselves because you had them do some custom sidewalls not too long ago.
Yeah, exactly. We needed some sidewalls on the same kind of thing. We had a very short time frame, and they were...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then they were like, come on, we're going to do it for you. And that's the kind of stuff that I look for because, you know, they could have easily said, no, we can't. And they had plenty of work. Trust me, when I went in there, they were making tents. They make them on site. But, you know, I gave them our situation or dilemma. They gave us a price, which was fair. They didn't try to give it to me. And, you know, we made something happen. So those are the type of situations that I look for.
Yeah, they really took care of us. I know another person so that has reached back out to us. So, like, I didn't know this right here. So my aunt said that she talked to the person from Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Force app, the actual tracker.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you guys have sent a lot of business our way. He was talking about us.
Yeah.
And then we were saying, like I was praying. I'm thinking to myself, was that affiliate link?
Yeah, man. Show me love.
But it's just like, you know, you just tell people about the vendors, and that usually helps them out.
Yeah.
So that they can do very well. And that's kind of what we do too. We pass people over to them and work on in different things. I know most of us want to hold on to our vendors and don't let them go.
Yeah.
And if your vendor is the only reason why you're making it, then you know, that's just nothing to go. One day they're going to go away or something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know one of our favorite guys, Bill. Bill, he ships in our Ghost Shivari chairs, and we buy our Shivari chairs from Cushions and different little things along that lines that he's pretty good with helping us out.
Oh, yeah. He always has deals.
Yeah. He always answers the phone. He always had like all these other things that he brings in. I really like the way that he handles business. He always answers the phones, mm-hmm. take care of everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then we show up when we're supposed to. And I know Eddie's pet peeve. He has one pet peeve. I don't know. I'm going to see if you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's okay. Go ahead. You say
No. What's your number one pet peeve?
What, not coming through what you promised?
No, with the vendors.
With the vendors?
Yeah.
What, not to answer my call?
No, not that. No, well, your vendor from you.
Well, you tell me. You okay. Seem to know me okay, more than so, I know my own self.
I guess so. So every time, sometimes we go to vendors, I'm a window shopper. I'll go window shop. I'll look. They'll pull stuff out. I'll look at it. I'll make no decision. Eddie doesn't like. Not, I guess he'd call it wasting the time of everybody. So if he's going to go there, he wants to buy it, and he wants to show that he means business. So even if this means, and I mean not like he buys randomly stuff, he goes in there and the person's selling tents and he buys cookies from him or something random. But, you know, it's usually he makes some type of small purchase to show that he's, that he's going to be doing this and that he's a real person who wants to buy. And so he can build that relationship so they already know. Because no one wants to cut you deals if you're only going to buy one thing ever. Like, we don't buy like 40, maybe 50 tents at this point. Chairs from our person. So, like, they know that we mean business. And even, like, from global events down in Houston, like, I tell them that we want a quote. Sometimes they're empty quotes. Sometimes I get a quote and we just because we need to buy this. But sometimes we don't. I tell them, oh, we're not going to go this way. And they get it back to us really fast. I remember at first they used to take like 2 weeks to get us back to us. And I was like, what's going on here? And so you really need to build relationships up. And maybe that is starting off, I guess, with Eddie's strategy, spending a little extra money to start off with. So what would you say from a communication standpoint? Like, do you use to get their phone numbers, their emails, Snapchats? what's kind of the best way you kind of like you build that personal connection?
Well, I think the personal part was when I get their personal cell phone number, I text them, and then
would you text them? Read your last text to the next last person.
Who? to Bill or to Ruby Bill, or
to anybody? Well, no, you're good.
Well, usually it's like, hey, buddy, you know. Oh, you really want me to read it?
No, you don't got to read it.
Okay, I'll give you like an example. This is, hey, buddy, I need some chairs. He's like, no problem. What do you need? And I'm like, I need this. Then he's like, I got you. Yeah. And then I was like, no tax. Okay, good. Stuff like that is generally how it goes.
Yeah.
You know.
So no Snapchat?
No. Nah, I don't have anybody on Snapchat.
Oh, man.
I don't get that personal.
You're missing out, Eddie.
You're going to be seeing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously when you get their personal information where you can reach out and stuff. Because I know they stay open later one day for us.
Yeah.
The chair company. And Bill always works with us on everything. He'll be there, have his kids there, and then he'll take care of us. I've seen, what was another thing? They always take care of someone across the board.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with the old Henrys when they switched out, when they built the tents and stuff and got the sidewalls that we needed.
Yeah.
And now that we know we need sidewalls, we can get them exactly how we want them so they can roll up properly. And that's like been like
they
can crazy.
Probably stitch our name on there too.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Maybe we might do that for this event that we got coming up. So when it comes to negotiating, how do you go with the actual negotiation?
The negotiation?
Is it just like force it straight up, I want this price?
No, because then you never...
Give me the best price?
No. I mean, like, for the most part, generally, I'll pay the full price in the beginning. You always pay the full price. And you know this, because when we first partnered up, I was like, yeah. I got you on the next
terrible
one.
Partnership.
Yeah. I charged him full price on the first one. But he was desperate, so, you know, I took advantage of that. But anyways, you know, pay full price. They see you mean business. And then from there, I slowly get into the...
What are the discounts that you give me? Huh?
What do you mean, whatever the discounts? I didn't charge you for the table you damaged or the blanket. I said, don't worry about it.
I brought you the blanket.
But I said, don't worry about
but
it.
But I still brought you another blanket.
I know.
The table, you got all my tables now, so...
But yeah, stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'll pay full price.
That's not a discount, though.
But sometimes, what?
That was not. You didn't give me a discount. I just thought about that. You never gave me a discount
because we didn't manifest to that. You went in the saying, you know what? I need your help.
No. Even before that, you never gave me a discount. I gave you a discount first. Remember on the chair one with they're making the ATM machines.
You gave me that one.
On the tables, the round tables.
Well, anyways. No, full price the first one, and then maybe a discount on the next one. The third one, definitely.
Or the 15th one, they might think about giving you a discount.
And then also at the same time, one thing to take into consideration, like the dollar amount you're buying. Like, don't go spend $100 and think, all right, I'm going to get $50 off the next one. Like, you got to be reasonable. Like, some of the deals you can cut, you can probably get no taxes. We just got to shh and just say, hey, cash, and, you know, make this happen.
It's not legal advice. Do what y'all want to do. We're just talking in theory.
Yeah, just in theory. But, you know, a lot of, some vendors might be doing that. But, yeah.
And they still write your receipt, too.
Yeah, you write your receipt. But the main thing is, like, you kind of want to get your foot in the door. Just be nice, you know, and be very personable. You know, people like we joke around with everybody. Like, I'm like, what's up, Bill? And he's like, hey, guys. You know what I mean? Like, but before, he wasn't like that. He was quiet. He was like, what do you want?
He said, you buy or not? You buy it or no? Nothing else.
Bill, quit beating me up, man.
He says, stop looking. You buy something.
He's always pulling out random stuff. He's like, oh, I got that used. You want it used in the back? I'm like, why didn't you tell me? He did.
He has like a secret kind of reselling group that he only brings to certain people. Like, we bought like, I think almost like 7 times with Bill, and then we've been asking about used stuff. He said, "Nope, no used stuff. Never sell used stuff. I got this new stuff. You either want it or you don't." And then one day he was saying, "Hey, come here. I got this whole side is all used stuff. It's like, pick what you want. You know, all anything for you." I was like, "What about last week?" He said, "Well, I was thinking to myself, maybe we got over the $10,000 mark." And he was like, "Okay, we can talk now."
Yeah, you get your membership once you get a certain dollar amount.
He's like, you got to see that money first. But some people are like that, and you need to be able to do that. But you can't do any of that if you don't have no rental software to be able to make any money. Mm-hmm. And most of you guys are working off of Weebly, Squarespace, don't even have a website. You need to get Rently. This is not paid or sponsored. We do get paid. We get money if you do, click that link. But it's one of the softwares that we like the most, and we believe that this is the software that most people should use. Comes out, great design. Does all the inventory management, does all the customer interactions that you need, and it really works out. And it's all stuff you can book, auto book, and do it right then and there. Easy to set up. If I'm correct, they offer free program, like a free version of it. Mm-hmm. And if you use our code RentalBoys, you'll get $50 off, which are easy. I think on this first one, it gets you like 2.5 months or 3 months for free. So check it out. See if you like it. Let me know. If you don't, then let us know, and we'll talk to Rently, and they'll make it better. Mm-hmm. But let us know. Trust. So Eddie, at what point did you start trusting me? Because you never gave me a discount.
I did give you a discount. I didn't charge you.
Yeah, that's not. I don't call it a discount.
I call it a discount.
I'd rather you charge me and gave me a discount.
Card on file.
You should have. It was nothing on there. It was an American Express gift card.
Yeah, right. Trust.
Yeah.
How do you build trust?
I think it's simple.
I mean, do what you say. You know, I think whenever you can feel, it's another thing is a feeling. Like, you can feel like the person has your interest in mind. That to me means a lot more. Because, there's a lot of situations when you could have easily just not showed back up with any of my stuff because I didn't have a contract. Or like the same thing when you showed me your warehouse and showed me where the secret hiding place is for the key. I could have easily cleared out the whole thing. And
I had insurance. I was hoping you was going to do that. You did steal my trailer later.
No, I didn't.
It was our trailer too, so I don't understand it.
Yeah, I needed a couple bucks, so I told Pedro, come pick it up.
And take it all the way to Oklahoma?
Take it to Oklahoma where you don't need license.
Mm-hmm. And then you got there and you acted like you didn't know. You was like, what? I don't know what happened.
So I was wondering why you didn't put the lock all these days.
He said, like, they come to get it.
Yeah, that was something else. But yeah, that's the main thing that I look for, like, as far as like start, feeling that trust thing, is kind of like the vibe that they're giving me. They're trying to take care of me, the best that they can. Because some people, you're like, I know you can do better than that, but they're just not trying to do anything with you. So I try to steer away from people like that.
Yeah, and I think even just more than just actually the money standpoint of saving, sometimes just pushing you towards the appropriate product that you should get, mm-hmm. and not the one that makes them the most money.
Yeah.
But what's actually going to work for you. So, like, for us, we do sometimes, we might do some collaborations, basically, where we have an event that we're trying to do, and then we have a vendor that's going to help us be able to accomplish that and build off of that. So you really need to be able to have that trust and build that relationship beforehand to even be able to even do that. And, like let me see, like, one of our vendors that we had, which actually started as a customer, his name is Jason, JS Flowers. And it started off with just like we work with him, he worked with us on stuff like that. But now we're looking at adding his service on as an add-on service, mm-hmm. and really building that out in our in our form that we have to we everybody sign up and stuff. So if someone needs some extra flowers or something like that, they can work with us. We get a little kit bag. He's going to put it on ours. We'll get something too. So it'll work out that way. So you can work with different vendors along that lines to work on there. From Chivari Chair Company, I know I ordered some of those little foot things.
The caps, yeah.
The feet caps. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they are. I just thought about that. Hopefully they sewed up.
They're in the clouds somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully. They're supposed to be here. But when they get those here, eventually we're going to build a relationship more with them too.
Yeah.
But they send in us it's a thing for the tabletop. Of how to like the farm tables to keep them covered. Yeah.
The canvas tops.
Yeah. So he's sending one over there once they get one in. So I'm excited for us to see that. Maybe we can review that, go over the process, and go over what's better than just what are we doing now really?
Just the moving blankets. Moving blankets on top.
That remind me, where's information for the moving blanket guy at?
Oh, he's in my phone of contacts.
Okay, so we need to put that somewhere. And one thing Eddie said, I think a couple of days ago. Is that you need to have a vendors list and you need to be able to put that where anybody on your team can be able to find so you can get stuff repetitively.
Yeah.
We just figured out how to get not too long ago, we got a margarita mix and they put our name on the margarita mix and kind of so it's kind of like our branding.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good right there. And that's what Stephanie worked out. And now we have that. Okay. So what would you say has been the biggest challenges that we've had? Like from a vendor's perspective, like a vendors that like we have to like conflict we might have with them or with the vendor that we don't work with or so and so. So we never talk about Mario either. I thought about that.
Mario, yeah.
I guess we had some challenges in there.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing would be like I think sometimes like it's not really their fault. It's like shipping and stuff like that. During certain times, like for instance, like summertime. When it's like the most busiest time, like it's really hard to get some equipment unless you know people. And that's when like this whole thing that we're talking about comes in handy, because if they have your interest in mind, they like vendors know other vendors and don't know like, okay, well, I know this other guy. I might lose the business now, but I'm kind of sealing in the deal and you thinking that, you know, I want to take care of you all I can. So sometimes, you know, finding the other vendor that has the stuff, you know, if you don't have a build a relationship, you know, you'll never find that out. So sometimes like you run low on inventory, like your local vendor. And if they hold on to that information, then you won't find out. But like I said, building a relationship with our vendors has opened up a whole book of people that we didn't even know exist that were like right in the backyard of us. You know what I mean? But I think that's one of the things I would say. Was
yeah. Hard. I know with our truck vendor, they have been overwhelmingly great, and we built a really good relationship with them. I mean, we had a truck once that I think it's like the transmission went out. Like I feel like the first
that was the engine. That yeah. Thing. Oh, that one. Never mind, because there was two.
Oh,
because one was the transmission. You're right.
In the little box truck.
In the little box truck. Yeah.
That was so three actually. Because we returned one.
Yeah.
One they picked back up, and then the.
And then the one with the bed that was all eaten up and you didn't know.
Yeah, that one. And then remember the
there's a big box truck.
The big box truck that the engine.
They
so
could pick it up.
Yeah, so they picked up. So it was. We returned the one box truck, and then they gave us back to get a new one. So mm-hmm. We got a new truck. And that, the truck we still have with us. We call it the baby box truck. It's like a 12-footer. It's not baby. I actually wish we still had it. But that one, I think at first had some issues at the very beginning mm-hmm. that they fixed.
Yeah.
And then it's a couple of different. They've had those on literally almost every vehicle that we've had. And that's why we only buy vehicles from them. It's Mario out there. At Metro Auto Sales. Give him a shot. Yeah, he's a good guy. Eddie. He's one of Eddie's guys.
Yeah. When I go in there, he's like, hey, guys. And sometimes even on the phone, like, hey, get the paperwork ready. He's like, no problem. They'll be ready when you get here. And we get there. He's like, what's up, buddy? He's like, got my paperwork? It'll take a minute. I said, get the paperwork ready. But he's a good guy. Just like, you know, he's real personal. He bends the rules for us, which is what I like.
You like when people bend the rules.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're going to go into the rental rundown
rental with rundown. Tina.
All right. So the first question is, how should I reach out to a vendor I am interested in building a partnership with?
Send them a DM and be like, I want you. I have to have you. I'm joking.
the best thing to do is if you have a vendor that that you're interested in kind of partnering with, generally, if you met, well, if it's local, I would personally go in there. Just to kind of put a face to, like, because when you, if you're not personal, like, you can, like, if I send out an email or a text, like, there's no, like, connection, I think. So if it's local, I'd go in there locally, go ahead and talk to them about this partnership that you're talking about. And then, like I said, like, for the most part, you might have to throw them a bone in order for them to get throw you something back. But basically, if you can go face-to-face, I would do that. Otherwise, you know, on a phone call. And that way, it can kind of fill you out a little bit better versus, like, an email or something like that. But, yeah, basically, just try to talk to them. Let them know what you had in mind, and then they can see what they can do for you.
All right, so the second question is, how do I distinguish myself from other businesses my vendor is working with?
So the first thing you can do is give them a call, ask them for, just give them your credit card as soon as you start off. It's a perfect way for them to just always work with you. Start there. But if you can't do that, and you won't do that like most people, then the biggest thing I would say is just focus on, like, actually using them and spending time and spending money on them. And then with their relationship, calling them, checking up on them, looking at the new stuff. And then every time they call, don't always think, oh, they're about to sell me something. Tell them what you're trying to work towards doing, and then so they can be able to work towards you doing. And then just be honest with them. Usually, even if you can't do certain things, being honest with them allows you to be able to build a better relationship with them. If we have provided any value at all, please give us a 5-star review on any podcast place you listen to, or subscribe to us here on YouTube or on our podcast anywhere. You can see all the links down in the description. We really need it. Because Eddie said, we get to 1,000 subscribers, we're going to do something special.
We're going to be popping bottles.
Yeah. So please look at that part. Also, check out links in the description. If you're looking for rental software, get Rently. If you need insurance, look at Next Insurance. Is personally, like, saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars on incidents that have happened. And the bigger you get, the more stuff you do will happen. Make sure you check out the Ultimate Checklist. So we're building that up. So get that. Eventually, this is going to turn into a book and an audio version. So you can look at that in the future. But right now, you get it for free. And as we keep building it. But thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly. I hope you found this useful and stuff. And I hope Eddie could give us more information like this in the future.
Oh, yeah. I love this stuff. Well, this is your boy, Eddie Salcedo. Appreciate y'all coming and watching the show or listening.